Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I am without my co-host today, so I'm flying solo, producing and hosting along with some familiar friends and new ones. So let me go ahead and get this started with Gampy, first of all, and we're going to first talk with Larry Green. Welcome back, Larry Green.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm glad to be back and glad to see you here this time.
I know. It's been a minute. I was on maternity leave, so.
Congratulations.
And you don't even look like you've had a baby.
Wow. You said that on the radio. That's pretty big.
I think he means it.
I know he does.
Well, congratulations. And we are happy to be back here today. Gampy's doing new and exciting things, as always. And just a little bit about myself. I'm Larry Green with Green Worldwide Transportation, a full-service transportation company here in Atlanta and global. And with us today, we have Candace Crossfield.
Hello.
And Candace is the current president of Gampy. And probably counting the days till she steps down. No, she still has plenty of time left. And we have Meredith Martini.
Hey there.
Who is chairing our big, big event coming up, the Inventor Act. And she'll tell you all about that today. And we are really happy to be here.
We're excited to hear that we may be a participant in Inventor Act along with some of the other great people that are going to be there as Business Radio X. So
we feel fortunate to have you guys being a remote broadcast from the convention.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's exciting and something we haven't done before.
Yes. Yeah, so we're very excited to show the world what we have going on here.
Of course, we still need to do that remote in a limousine sometime.
Oh, we do.
Right?
Yes. We have to wait until Kevin's back. He would be very upset if I did that without him.
That's true. And but, you know, so why don't we get going today? And Meredith, you want to start off with Inventor Act?
Sure, absolutely. Jessica, thanks again for having us here. We are so excited to be hosting Inventor Act this year. Many of you listening may be aware of the years past that we've done the Meetings Exploration Conference. We have decided to shake things up completely and reinvent the wheel, so to speak, with Inventor Act. We are inviting 13 other associations in the Southeast and actually even nationally to participate in Inventor Act so that we have much more of a conversation going on within our industry. So we have all sorts of folks represented and involved very much in Interact, both from the education standpoint, from the sponsorship standpoint, the trade show. So we're really excited about what's going to be happening.
Well, let's see. I know you've told us a little bit about Inventor Act, but what's the difference between other industry conferences with Inventor Act?
We really are looking at this as a 360 comprehensive education experience. The entire conference is taking place on one floor in one space, 90,000 square feet of space. Everything from the general sessions to the trade show to the education will all be taking place concurrently in the same space. So you really have the opportunity to interact and flow with one another in a new and different way. We've got live interactive demonstrations happening throughout the day. We've got wonderful opportunities for education in all different arenas, including the association market, including special events, catering, and of course, meeting planning.
So you'll be showcasing some of these other vendors, or they're just participants? Like the catering and things like that?
Both and.
Okay.
They will be participants and in the conference, but they will also be showcasing the newest and latest trends, of course, their own goods and services, and what we should be expecting going on into the future.
Excellent. What are some of the presenters that you're going to have at Inventor Act?
One of the ones I'm really excited about is Deborah Gardner. She is a big fan of MPI, but also PCMA and several of the other associations, and has been involved in a lot of cutting edge education. One of the things we're really most excited about is some of the conversations she's going to start around planner-supplier relationships. So while we're, you know, normally in the situation where we're negotiating with one another and there's a sense of someone wins and someone loses, she really looks at it as negotiating. So we're going to be talking about that. I think it's going to be an exciting session. We're really, really excited about our opening keynote, Chip Wade, who will be joining us from the the network here in Atlanta, where he is actually a designer and builds houses. And so he will be talking about space design and how that affects us as meeting and event planners.
What's the name of the show again? Remind me.
His show is called Elbow Room. And Elbow actually, Room. Coincidentally, he just did my next door neighbor's house. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit how its interior design, how it kind of goes along with a meeting planning?
Right. Well, he comes at it from a different perspective. He's actually an engineer.
Okay.
So he's really going to be talking about the conjoining of functionality and design. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes as meeting and event planners, we get hung up on one or the other, either the functionality of the space or how good it looks. So right. He's going to be talking about how those two things really come together and how innovation is the key to making that happen.
Excellent. It's exciting. Let's see. What are some of the sessions that we're going to have that we're going to expect at Event Direct?
Well, I mentioned a lot of planner-supplier interaction opportunity. There'll be several different sessions that talk about meeting design from both a planner and supplier perspective, but also the negotiating, like I mentioned, but then just critical conversations and how hard they are to have and how you can look at those as opportunities rather than as difficult conversations. We'll be having a lot of CEU credits available for those of you who are trying to get your CMM or CMP credits and other accreditations. So lots of opportunities there from the CMP blueprint, everything from basic risk management and legal issues to more of the logistics to meeting design.
Excellent.
I think we can probably say this is one-stop shopping for any meeting planner of any level, from novice to senior.
Absolutely. That was very critical that we really look at the whole spectrum of the participants there. So whether you're an entry-level meeting planner or an entry-level event planner, you'll find education. And then, of course, we've geared a lot of it towards that senior-level education, because we want to keep those people interested and invested in our industry.
And not only on the education side, but we have the other side. We have the trade show.
Absolutely.
All the exhibitors, so they can make contacts and make new relationships with new vendors.
Yes, I know Maria within the GMP organization and Maria at eventeract.org. If you're interested in sponsoring or in exhibiting, she is just we're adding people every day. And I know we've got at least one section sold out and they're looking at closing off another.
And I tell you, and I'm looking at the list right now, we have people coming from Texas and up north, Virginia, Raleigh. We have so many different areas, Vail out in Colorado. We have so many different people exhibiting that it really will be a wealth of information for planners to attend.
Absolutely. And back to the education sessions, we'll be doing a lot of very interactive sessions in terms of where you'll actually be walking the trade show floor, learning about how to put on a trade show, walking around the catering that's going to be taking place, learning how to deal with food allergies, learning how to plate different meals, learning how to present different opportunities. So just very creative, very new, fresh, and different. We'll be having live demonstrations where you'll learn how to do a centerpiece. Learning how to pair wines and cheeses and chocolates and that kind of thing. So.
Wow, it really goes across the gamut of what you need to learn to be in the events industry.
Absolutely.
And the meeting planning industry.
Absolutely.
So where did you find 90,000 square feet to host this this conference?
We are so excited to be back at the Atlanta Convention Center at the America's Mart.
Okay.
Bob Schuler is gracious enough to work with us again this year.
Oh, that's
excellent. They are such wonderful hosts and very excited partners to be paired with. And so we're looking forward to a long relationship with them and getting creative with the space. So.
Yes, it's a great space. It's easy to get in and out of. You can take the train right to the building, not worry about parking. So I think that's brilliant to
Absolutely.
Be in that space.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just did another walkthrough yesterday. And it just
and you were exhausted afterwards.
Gets exciting every
yes.
time we go see it.
So. I bet. So to the people that are participating, they're showing their talents through the decorating the venue as well.
Absolutely. We've paired with several different decorators, including Bold American, mm-hmm. who will actually be outfitting our education pod. So you're going to be seeing a lot of different things than your traditional classroom or crescent round setting. So
sure, it would have to be. You're trying to show for the planners that already have all this inspiration and events in their belt.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to just showcasing all the different talents involved in this industry, all the way from travel to of course, the hotel industry and the convention centers, to the meeting planners, the event planners, caterers, florists, you name it. They'll all be there.
And did I just see this morning that Bold American won the Alley Award?
Yes, I think they won several. They won several.
And here's a great statistic I'm looking at. So InventorAct, 41 days, 20 hours, 16 minutes, and 6 seconds away.
Excellent. So what is the exact date of that?
We're looking at April 23rd and 24th. That's a Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
And it's full day both days. And in the middle of all of that will be the gathering. So that's an opportunity. We have a give back opportunity within the organization to come together, socialize, but then it goes back to the Atlantis table.
And the gathering is an event that Gampy puts on every year. Is that correct?
It is. It's a great event, and we have done it now for almost 12 years or so. But we've had a relationship with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, Atlantis table, for 26 or 7 years now, and have donated over it was last count almost $900,000 that Gampy has donated to the food bank.
I'm too young to remember that, Larry.
but it's a great, and the gathering is a great, great place to network. Mm-hmm. And since a portion of the proceeds go to charity, it's a great use of, between the big auction we have, silent auction, live auction, and the fact that it's at America's Mart this year, too. No one has to leave, go anywhere.
Yep. You get to just come in and stay and enjoy the community, the opportunity to network. Plus, if you want to stay overnight, you can stay at the Westin Peachtree Plaza.
So we can just lock the doors.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Do you have special rates available to the participants?
We absolutely do. If you go to eventorac.org, you'll be able to find all that information.
Yeah. And Starwood has done a fantastic job partnering with Gampy on this. And the Westin obviously is just a phenomenal hotel with the newly resigned sundial. Just reopened a few months back.
And walking distance.
Park
once.
And the sundial chef is actually going to be one of our live demonstrations.
And matter of fact, Meredith, speaking of knowing how to put on different types of activities, that's her job in her real life. You want to say a few words about that?
Yes. My company is called Playworks Group, and we do interactive team building events and interactive learning opportunities, meeting design that forces people to interact or allows them to interact. And so everything from scavenger hunts to corporate Olympics to Take the Cake. It's our takeoff on Cake Boss. Everything
excellent.
In between.
Yeah. So it's like team building.
Absolutely.
For the corporation.
Absolutely.
We need more of that. That's for sure.
Call me now.
Okay.
I was having lunch last week at, I think it was Gordon Biersch downtown. And all of a sudden, who walks over but Meredith's husband and partner and says they're doing an event upstairs there.
Yep.
Day.
We're everywhere.
So that's fantastic, and we're really happy to have Meredith chairing the event with Lance Horniker with Starwood for InventorAct.
Couldn't do it without.
Definitely give us the coordinates of your personal company as well so that we can call you when we need team.
Look me up at playworksgroup.com, PlayWorksGroup.com.
Excellent. Well, tell us what else is going on with Gampy. I know that InventorAct is our big focus. Is there any other?
Candace, you want to take it and tell about the other things going on?
Sure. We have luncheon just next week. It'll be a little less fun than InventorAct is being billed as. But we are going to talk about financials. So if you ever want to know about meeting budgets, how to adjust those or get those over to your boss and make them look more appealing. We do have someone coming in from the Tampa chapter of MPI, and she is going to give us the ABCs of everything you want to know about budgets and how to make, those trips, sneak those in as business trips if you need to go see someone or go to
There's no sneaking. It's very legitimate.
No. Right. Well, that's what I meant. And different, there's a different word for that. I just can't think of it right now. But that is next Tuesday, March 18th at the 200 Peachtree, which is the old Macy's building downtown. And we would love to see you guys there. It's going to be beautiful. That venue is gorgeous, especially if you have never seen it since they've redone it. It is an amazing space to host an event.
Well, it was amazing beforehand. I can't wait to see it now.
When did they redo it?
Years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant recently. I was like, gosh, it's so gorgeous.
No, the big chandeliers and the marble floors.
Yes. Yes.
I just love holding events there. It's just a beautiful space. And the pictures always turn out great from Patrick.
Yeah, the lighting is perfect there. So, anything new with worldwide transportation?
You know, it's a busy time of year in the meetings industry. And, you know, if we're any indication of how the economy is flowing for this industry, we are back on top.
Excellent.
Because there's a lot of meetings going on. As well, Meredith is a good indication, too, because of all the activities they're putting on. It's just been super, super busy. A lot of business coming to Atlanta, which is fantastic for our city. And really, we have just, as a fleet, just we've added new vehicles. Everything is updated in our fleet. We just got in three brand new 38-passenger minibuses to bridge that gap between smaller minibuses and motor coaches.
Wow.
Which have outlets on every seat to plug in.
Wireless internet.
It has. We have Wi-Fi in every vehicle.
Oh, so that's awesome.
You can do business wherever you're going. And, you know, as we say, we just keep the wheels rolling. And hopefully we don't see the vehicles at all in our office.
Larry, do you have a big Wi-Fi outlet-filled vehicle to donate for one of your prizes at the gathering?
I absolutely am going to be putting some for the gathering.
That sounds too good to just hold back. We need it for the silent auction.
Well, one of the things as a
good
sponsor.
Good call, Candace.
she got me, but I was already planning on it. But you know, as a sponsor of Gampy for years and years now, it really has just been a fantastic place and a target market for any vendor who's in the hospitality industry. It is just. You have, you know, close to 700 members, of which we have 300 to 350 planners just in our chapter alone, which is billions of dollars worth of business being supplied, you know, to vendors. So what a great place. And that's why in the Inventor Act and the gathering, you know, it is a great place to actually put your money if you're going to be sponsoring something. How often can you not only get a group together, but it's not even our local group too. We mm-hmm. have a lot of people that come from out the southeast.
Yeah.
So it's really good on more than one level.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see so many people coming into town for this event, because that's, you know, just proof that we were still staying busy. There's still work for everybody and the economy's on the move.
It is. And
I was going to say one other thing to mention about Inventor Act is, you know, I mentioned all the different associations, but just to kind of highlight a few, you know, PCMA is going to be involved, Site Southeast, HSMAI, the National Speakers Association, GSAE, so our, you know, folks from the association side, SGMP from the government side. We've got ISIS and NACE, which represents kind of our special events and catering world. You know, SPIN is coming there from a national level, the Hive, brand new organization. So really a lot of opportunity for exposure. So no need to sign up for all those other trade shows. Just sign up for this one.
Well, and there's a lot of acronyms in there. So if anyone's tuning in that doesn't know, GAMPI is the Georgia Meeting Professionals International. And anything you want to know about our organization is at www.gampi.org. And they're on the Inventor Act site. There are links to all those other associations that Meredith just mentioned. So if you want to know what those acronyms mean, they are on their logos are at the top of that website. And we are so excited to partner with them and get pretty much everyone's input from all sides. I attend a lot of Georgia Society of Association executive meetings, and I attended a great meeting at their last trade show, and we're bringing that to this trade show. We're going to do a little spin on it and get another chef's perspective. But the F&B, the food and beverage information that I got from this one particular class was hands down one of the best ones I had been to. And I said, we have to do that again for Inventor Act, because our members need that too.
That's what's so exciting, is to share the information between the associations. So we don't have this sense of ownership, like this is my space and your space. This is our space together. And there's really a lot of power if we share it with one another.
Absolutely. And I've noticed that being newer to the industry, that there really is a lot of people will share that what they learn. I mean, it's not like this is what I know and I'm not telling you.
We're not hoarders.
Right, right. There's definitely a lot of willingness to share what we've learned, so that the newer people coming into the industry don't fail by not knowing the mistakes that have already been taken place.
Absolutely.
And as Emerita said before, and then I'm going to go out on a limb here, so if I'm lying, don't hold it against me. But this might be the first time that all these associations have come together for one convention in one place at one time, especially in Atlanta.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. I'm
That's exciting. That's very exciting. I've heard of probably about seven of those. There's definitely three or four that I hadn't heard of personally.
Good.
Not that I'm...
Well, that's one of the things that's actually going to be featured right when you enter into the experience, the Event Interact experience, is our partner pavilion. So you'll have the opportunity to go around and see the other associations, get to know what they're all about. And there's a lot of overlap, obviously, and we want you all at GAMPI, but if there's a better fit for you, you know, certainly you'll be able to meet the folks there.
That's another thing with the associations, because I've done a lot of research before I've gotten involved in anyone specifically, and it's definitely like they give you the information and let you decide on your own which one best suits your needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a very smart way to go about doing it. So let's go ahead and give the coordinates again for the event. Make sure everybody has the dates, location, and where they can get tickets.
Sure. If you go to eventeract.org, E-V-E, I'm going to look at
event.
This. Event. Event. I actually do know how to spell
it. E-V-E-N-T-E-R-A-C-T.
Thank you, Larry. You caught me on a slow moment. if you go to eventeract.org, you can find all the information there, but it's April 23rd and 24th at the Atlanta Convention Center at America's Mart, which is right downtown. And as Jessica mentioned, very easy to get to by MARTA, and there's plenty of parking there as well in Building 3.
Well, they give us some passes for shopping that just hit me.
Yes, okay, absolutely. Good. Once you're in, you are in, so you can go and shop during some of your free time. You won't want to miss a second of education.
Oh, no,
but
after.
If by chance you happen to sneak up the elevators, no one's going to...
Clear those credit cards now.
I like it.
It's easy to get lost in that building. It's just overwhelming with...
And I do want to make one mention now, we can talk about maybe on the next show, the Phoenix Awards, which will be coming up in June. Which is the big awards program that GAMPI has, which is going to be something put on everyone's radar. It's going to be fantastic again this year, just like it has been. And we can certainly tell more about that next time.
Do we have a date for it yet?
It's always in June.
It is in June.
Okay.
And I think...
it's okay. We can touch on it next time.
I think I heard June 3rd, 23rd, if that's maybe a Thursday. But...
Let's not confirm that.
Yes, though. That's not confirmed, but we will. So so that's just something to put on the radar.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all so much for joining me on Meeting Pros for our feature GAMPI episode, and we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.
Thanks, Jessica.